Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will be sunny with comfortable temperatures. Haifa is enjoying a pleasant day, while Eilat is basking in warm sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, after the ceasefire declarations, exchanges of fire and IDF strikes occurred in southern Lebanon. This report comes from Walla, just earlier this hour. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu defended Israel's actions against Iran, stating it was crucial to prevent mass casualties. This was reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, former President Donald Trump announced plans to talk to Hezbollah amid ongoing Iran peace efforts. Forward reported this in the past hour. Separately, a senior U.S. official confirmed that Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon is not a condition in the Iran deal. This comes from I-24 News earlier today. And finally, Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios reported this in earlier coverage. Here's what people are saying online. Alex Plitzas, a commentator, noted just minutes ago that senior U.S. officials believe comparisons to the JCPOA are inaccurate, as the current MOU is merely a framework for negotiations. Raylan Givens shared a video earlier today of Ben Domenech critiquing the New Deal, calling it a setback, and challenging the Republican Party to redefine its foreign policy. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that Israel's longest-serving prime minister is at odds with Donald Trump as he seeks an exit from the Iran conflict, leaving Israeli operations in Lebanon in a complex situation. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. Walla reports that despite recent ceasefire declarations, tensions remain high. Rockets and anti-tank missiles were fired following Beirut's announcement that Hezbollah would hold fire. The implications for regional stability are significant as both sides navigate a fragile ceasefire. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks, Ynet reports that Netanyahu highlighted Israel's preemptive actions against Iran's nuclear threats. He defended these moves amidst criticism over an emerging U.S.-Iran agreement. Netanyahu's statements underscore Israel's commitment to national security, even as diplomatic tensions unfold. Meanwhile, former President Trump's intention to engage with Hezbollah has stirred reactions. According to Forward, Trump mentioned this plan during his remarks on an ongoing peace process with Iran. This development could impact U.S. foreign policy and its relationship with both Israel and Hezbollah. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights statements from a senior U.S. official regarding the Iran deal. Israel's military presence in Lebanon isn't a condition for the agreement. This clarification may influence future U.S.-Israel negotiations and regional strategies. And from earlier reporting by Axios, Iran's missile launch at Israel marks a significant escalation. This could jeopardize ongoing negotiations and potentially reignite broader conflict. Israel's response will be critical in shaping the next phase of this tense situation. On the economic front. First, at Calculist and Google's AI Week, Notch CEO Rafael Broshi emphasized that genuine AI innovations must withstand scrutiny without relying on the AI label. This was reported by CTech. Separately, Ynet Business shares how Ben & Jerry's Israel navigated political challenges, securing local rights from Unilever, and launching a new product to support southern communities. And finally, Globes reports that Elbit Systems has teamed with Anduril in a bid for a U.S. Army tender. This strategic partnership aims to offer advanced artillery solutions, highlighting ongoing defense collaborations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.